The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to William Hill's Racing Podcast. We're going to look ahead to Monday's racing. On this edition, you'll hear it all live on Racing Radio from 12:30pm. Gordon Brown, John Budden and Sean Quinn will be the team in the studio. We have racing from Kempton, Plumpton and Wolverhampton on Monday. We're going to look ahead to that pretty shortly. Right now though, my name is Mark Walton and I'm joined in the studio by Alistair Whitehouse-Jones. How are you, Ali?
Very well, thank you, Mark.
Good. You left me hanging for a minute there. I didn't know where you were.
in a disco.
What?
Not being in a disco.
Yes, rave on. You can't start the podcast in a somber mood after that, though, can you? It picks you right up.
It does, absolutely.
Good. Before we move on to Monday's racing, let's just have a quick reflection on what we saw on Saturday, because another good race weekend of racing this week, and a very good day for Nicky Henderson as well. He had Trio Deline take the Hennessy. And my turn, all yours, won the Fighting Fifth, which has put him rather prominent in the betting for the Champion Hurdle. He's currently 9-2, second favourite with us, behind the new one, who's 7-2. Our Connor is 5s, 6s for Hurricane Fly, Jessica 8-1, and Annie Power is 12s. It's 16-1 or bigger prices the rest. A decent enough performance, but do you think some people are getting a little bit carried away already?
Oh, without a doubt, I think it's an overreaction, but I don't think we learned anything new about the horse. You know, yesterday, it's a performance we've come accustomed to with My Ten to Yours, and that he travels supremely well, he jumps well, and it's just a case of what he finds. Yesterday, he found plenty, you know, admittedly against inferior opposition, but you mentioned those names again, Jeski, Our Connor, the new one, My Ten to Yours, Hurricane Fly. I mean, it is going to be the most competitive Champion Hurdle, I think, for a long time, and it wouldn't surprise me if they all turn up. They'll definitely be betting 4-1 the field, if not 5-1 the field. I mean, you know, it'd be complete madness to even contemplate taking 9-2 about him.
Okay, yeah, and Jeski runs on Sunday as well, which is after we've recorded this, so the market will change again, and it'll change many times before we get there. So.
Yeah, and festival form's what it's all about, and it doesn't matter what happens between now and March. If those horses get there in, you know, top form, then I think the only one that remains a bit of a grey area really is Our Connor.
Yeah.
I still don't quite know how good he is. But as for the rest, we know how good they are, and it's just a case of, you know, may the best man win.
Yeah. The good thing from My Ten to Yours' performance, though, like you say, we already know he travels well, but he did fine quite well on the occasion. And there was the suggestion that he needed flatter tracks to be at his best, but he proved on Saturday that he can do it on other tracks as well.
Yeah, I've never bought into that. I mean, Cheltenham's, you know, he's fine around there.
Yeah.
He's just a damn good horse, and a horse that's, if he does settle and give himself that bit of a chance, you know, conserve that bit more energy, then he could be capable of even better form. And let's just hope they go a good gallop in the Champion Hurdle in March, and then we'll see this horse, you know, to the very best of his ability. Whether that will be good enough remains to be seen. But he's a definite player,
without
a doubt.
We'll find out in the future. What did you make of Trio Deline's Hennessy victory?
Nothing not to like. He jumped well. He was very strong in the finish. I think he's got Grand National written all over him. Whether he will be quite well enough handicapped now to actually win at Aintree remains to be seen. I mean, he was rated 147 yesterday. He's going to go up, you'd have thought, £8 minimum. It'll put him up to 155, bordering on 160. And as a rule, you know, it takes a lot for a horse to win the National off that sort of mark. But he's one round there. We know he'll handle the place, and I think that is going to be his target.
Okay. Well, it'll be interesting to see how that pans out later on in the season. Anything else catch your eye on Saturday?
It was good to see Celestial Holo win, wasn't it? I think that was probably his world hurdle. He had the run of the race up front, but nice to see him win. Vendor was an impressive winner of the handicap. So, yeah, it was nice to see Richard Rowe get back in the headlines with Tattenham, a good trainer who just hasn't got the horses, but, you know, granted the right ammunition, he's a good man, you know.
Yeah. Good. Right, let's leave that there. We will reflect more on the weekend action in the Monday jury. That will be coming up on tomorrow's podcast. But now let's look ahead to Monday's racing. And we're going to look at three at Kempton Park. You picked out three there. You looking forward to Kempton on Monday?
Yes, can't wait. It's good stuff.
Yeah.
I've done two races in the post, so that's helped.
Yeah, okay. Well, the 350 is where we will start. This is a maiden, Division 2 of this maiden stakes over a mile. So I'm guessing you must have seen something from one of these.
Well, I'm going to go for the one with most experience here, and that is the Andrew Balding-trained Ross Killey, who was only eighth in a couple of turf maidens initially, but definitely took a significant step forward in finishing runner-up in his last maiden. And that could turn out a pretty good race, I reckon. The winner was a horse called Marzocco, a newcomer who cost just $300,000. And in third was a horse that cost $470,000. And in fourth was a horse that cost $400,000. So he was in decent company. I mean, that doesn't entitle you to anything, clearly, you know, what they went through the ring for. But the suspicion is that time could tell us that was a really decent maiden, and with the handicapper giving him an initial mark of 79, that would suggest to me that the handicapper really does think that was a decent maiden as well. And, you know, with the benefit of experience, I think Ross Killey on his fourth start is going to take a lot of beating. He's probably got the John Gosden horse Warbrook to beat. He finished fourth on soft ground at Newmarket. Didn't look entirely at ease on that ground. Showed signs of inexperience, as you would expect. He's a danger. He's not far behind him on Racing Post ratings, but I think Ross Killey, with the benefit of experience, could know too much on Monday, and I'd expect him to get off the mark.
Okay, Ross Killey then in the 350 at Kempton. Moving on to the 420 next. This is a Class 6 handicap over a mile, and not the highest quality, but it's competitive enough.
It is competitive, and I'm going to go for a horse near the bottom, number 12, Pretty Bubbles, who is a lightly raced filly trained by John Jenkins. I mean, she won a desperate maiden last time out. That told us absolutely nothing that we didn't know already about this filly. But before then, she was a close fourth over a mile and a quarter in a handicap. Travelled well, just didn't get home. And prior to that, was a close second to Princess Spirit, who she reopposes on Monday, and that was in a course and distance classified event. I just think she's mildly progressive, and she's well drawn in two for one who likes to be up there, and expect her to run a race and be thereabouts.
Okay. Who's the main danger then? Probably Princess Spirit?
Possibly, and also I'll mention a horse, the William Jarvis 3-year-old called Knight's Watch, who was quite an eye-catcher last time, went into a few notebooks, was poorly drawn that day, finished really well to be six, but the problem is that was over a mile and a quarter, and whether the drop back to a mile is going to suit is debatable, and yet again he's dropped lucky with the draw in stall 12, so I'll be watching that one with an eye to the future, but maybe not for Monday.
Okay, Pretty Bubbles there then in the 420, and on to the 550, the last race at Kempton Park on Monday. This is a Class 5 handicap over 6 furlongs, so we've got the speedsters in action for this one. Where do you want to start here?
Yeah, I'm going to go with a horse here called Rigoletto, who is 0-5 on the all-weather, but did win a 6 furlong handicap at Warwick in the summer off a similar sort of mark, and was a... Even though, you know, he's a maiden on the sound, he was a good fourth at Lingfield last time when not beaten at all far, and that was from a wicked draw. He's better boxed here in stall 5. There's going to be a good pace. I think that will help him. And I like the jockey booking as well. George Baker was the last man to win on this horse. He's reunited with him on Monday. I like his consistency. I think he's got every chance.
Okay. What do you make of Starlight Angel in there? I mean, hit the crossbar on the last couple of occasions. Still below its last winning mark off a mark of 67 here. One off 68 a few months ago. So now that it's hit form, do you think it could finally get its head back in front?
Yeah, it's been off for 2 months. And what I don't like is the draw in 9. Likes to be up there and may have a job getting to the front from that stall. That would be a concern.
Yeah.
I mean, Fort Rose Academy, he won this last year, the Balding horse. He wouldn't be without a squeak. And the other one I like is Lugini, who can get behind in his races, but they've put the visor on Monday, and if that sharpens this one up, then It's a frustrating horse. He seems to find the line coming too soon, but if it did have a positive effect, the change of headgear, then he's definitely on a decent mark and well enough handicapped to make his presence felt.
Okay. So let's have a quick summary of your selections, Alistair, if you wouldn't mind.
Yeah, all at Kempton. Take Ross Kelly to get off the mark in the Division 2 of the Maiden, due off at 3.50. Then we go with Pretty Bubbles in the 4.20, a 1 mile handicap, and in the closing race at 5.50, Rigoletto from stall 5 with George Baker back aboard.
Good stuff. Thank you very much, Alistair. Enjoy it on Monday.
Thank you, Mark.
So there you go, the thoughts of Alistair Whitehouse-Jones on Monday's racing. You'll hear it all on Racing Radio from 12.30pm. Gordon Brown, John Budden and Sean Quinn will be in the studio racing from Kempton, Plumpton and Wolverhampton on Monday, so tune in for all of that. Thank you very much for listening to the William Hill Racing Podcast and enjoy Monday's action.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.